Shieldbreaker by Richard Cullen, read by Harry Myers for Saga Egmont. We have experienced the truth of this prophecy, for England has become the habitation of outsiders and the dominion of foreigners. Today, no Englishman is earl, bishop, or abbot, and newcomers gnaw away at the riches and very innards of England. Nor is there any hope for an end of this misery. William of Malmesbury, Gesta Regum Anglorum. Place names: Alba, Scotland; Onslow, Oslo; Bansbury, Banbury; Berkhamsted, Berkhamsted; Berencestra, Bicester; Berwick, Barwick in Elmet; Bledon, Bleeden; Britannia, Brittany; Brigstow, Bristol; Kentucky Heave, Quantockshead; Cornwallish, Cornwall; Dublin, Dunheavit, Larnson; Dunholm, Durham; Dunster; Efa, Yorkshire; Ayr, Ireland; Exonia, Exeter; Glastingerburg, Glastonbury; Grimeshow, Grimesthorpe; Hagness, Hackness; Haxby, Haxby; Hereford; Leisha, Port Leash; Linton, Linton; Lundenburg, London; Middleton, Middleton; Olsleck, Olskelf; Skoyne, Scone; Segerston Howe, Sacriston; Somerset, Somerset; Warwick, Warwick; Wiltshire, Wiltshire; York, York. Glossary: Bear's Ark, legendary Norse warriors who fought without armour. Burnie, a coat of mail worn by Frankish knights. Conwar, a group of between 5 and 10 Frankish knights who fought together as a unit. Ferd, a civilian army consisting of freemen drawn from the shires. Heimdallr, a god in Viking myth. Housecarl, a nobleman's personal bodyguard. Pibgorn, an ancient wind instrument. Sayax, a single-bladed Saxon weapon used as a knife or short sword. Thane, a noble given lands by the king in return for service during times of war. Thridings, equivalent to modern counties. Ridings. Tork, a ring of metal worn about the neck. Valhöll, the hall of the fallen in Viking myth. Witten, or Wittenagemot, a meeting or council of senior Saxon nobles. Prologue. Skoyne, Alba, January 1068. He would have been a king, but the crown was torn away from his grasp before he had a chance to touch its gilded edge. Edgar had stood as proudly as he was able when the Witten elected him their monarch. Thanes and magnates had roared their approval, but he knew it was all for show. They had chosen him, all right, but only for his youth and naivety. He would have been a puppet on the throne, a tool for the wielding of other men. Little more than a year on, and the one they called Etheling was naive no longer. His ship had sailed north along the coast, then down the Firth to the river that cut a path to this notorious seat of power in Alba. As it cruised to the jetty, he could only feel the ignominy of it. He, the chosen king of England, being forced to prostrate himself at the feet of another ruler.